Queens. Hi, I am Empress Sharon Eam, bringing the truth of our stolen history. The mothership has landed. She is your modern-day Noah's Ark, bringing knowledge and understanding of your lost past. Get ready for enlightenment with Eyes Can See. Hi, Charles. Hi, everyone. Thank you for coming to Eyes Can See podcast. I have great information for everyone today. So I look forward to getting into this message today. I'm sorry.
I'll play a commercial one more time before it's worth keeping.
Okay. I'm good. Hi, Zaki.
Come out and bring your family and tell your friends about the mothership landing. Come and learn about our stolen history and how we are next to rise into a nation according to Isaiah 66 and 8 and Revelation 12. Join us at the Swift Mansion, December 21st, Friday night, from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. 4500 South Michigan, where there's free parking. All poets and spoken word artists are welcome. Free food and drinks. Our entry price is $25. Pay in advance on Eventbrite is $20. Poets that spit is $15. We look forward to seeing you and reintroduce you back to yourself. Self, meet your true self. You are royalty. See you there.
Hi, Bobby.
Wake up, my queen.
Hi, everyone. Thank you for tuning in today. Tell your family, tell your friends, tell everybody, come on, let's listen to this word. Let's get this information about who we are as a people. Good morning, good afternoon. We're going to start with prayer. Thank you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, for blessing me with this platform to be able to inform your people of what has happened to us, who we are as a people, and what is still yet to happen to us. I thank you, Father, for this information going forward. Thank you, Father, that it may enlighten and that it may teach your children who they are. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Good afternoon. Today's subject is the end of a wicked generation. Let's start off with what has happened this past week. Wow, the Saudi crown prince. Oh my, and Putin. Did everybody catch that on CNN this week? That high five went around the world a thousand, probably a million times already. How they high fiving? Like, and I'm finna get a little raw with this, but pretty much like they done popped America's cherry. Oh my. I mean, Trump just made America, just laid it exposed, where the crown prince, guilty of sin, I mean, they came up with how many different stories about what they did to the American reporter? Seriously? Or the reporter that worked for, you know, CNN or one of the, you know, reporting agencies here in America? Oh, my. You know, and Putin, how he has dipped into our election. And Donald Trump just continues to uplift these people, to cover these people, to protect these people. They high-fiving each other. I mean, oh, wow. Making a party out of it. And where do we see the president coming in looking like he was totally constipated? Like, he needed to go and sit down somewhere and just, I mean, let all this stuff that's built up inside of him out, you know? I mean, he was just looking like, oh, my God. What really happened? Like, they done pumped America. Oh, my God. So you guys need to, you know, be that watchman on the wall and pay attention to what is happening in this world. Because the things that are happening will let you know where we are and how soon we're getting to that big change that is about to come. I mean, they were slapping high fives, tapping each other, grins, laughs, smiles. I mean, hey, wow. But, I mean, that's who Trump is, and that's how he's rolling with America. He's representing all of Americans. So, as I said, be that watchman on the wall, because America's future in Trump's hand, it's not looking that great. It's looking very, very dismal, y'all. So, under Trump's command, let's see what has happened. The economic growth, 4.1%. It has grown 4.1% over the past year. That's a good thing, but check this. The federal deficit, it has ballooned because there's less revenue. Because of tax cuts. He giving all the money to the rich. They already got everything. So, I mean, come on. What's to support that middle part to keep the top up there where they are? What's to support? I mean, you know, you gotta have the poor at the bottom anyway. You're not gonna ever get rid of the poor. But you gotta have that middle base to support the top. He's wiping out the middle section. How are we going to stand as a nation if he gets rid of the middle class? The middle class is what's supporting everything. But it's like he's removing that. So the current forecast is not looking good for the future of America. Oh, wow, for America's future economy. Oh, my gosh. The debt ceiling is $27.1 trillion. It started at 19 when he inherited. 19 trillion. He made it go up. He's increased the trade deficit with China. They were just talking about that just yesterday. Come on, y'all. Y'all need to be that watchman on the wall. You need to know what's going on. If you're not paying attention, how you gonna know? You know what's coming at you that you gonna need some protection from? You gonna know. You're gonna have to know how to move in this day and age, how to protect your family, how to protect everything. You know, I mean, the money system is gonna fail. All this stuff is gonna fail. America is gonna become a third world country, people. They cannot continue what was built 400 years ago. And then they want to try to take this thing back? Y'all got to be kidding me. No, we ain't going. None of us are going back to the past because we don't have to. That is not where we have been assigned to in this day and age. We are the next ones to rise into a kingdom. And I'm not talking about the church. I'm talking about true Israel. So please, let's get that understanding that I am not talking about the church. The church thinks that this is all on them. They think that they have replaced the Jews, and they think that those people who are living over in Israel now are the true children. No, they're not. They are putting the whole world into bondage. How can they be the true children? God don't act like that. He don't have people who act evil, who are acting in evil to rule in his name. The two just don't mix. There's a conflict because you're over here being the devil with what you're doing. You're not allowing people to come into our country that's fleeing persecution in their own country. What is that? That's the devil. Who shuts down the border to people who have no other place to go? There's a purge going on in their country, but there's no heart. No heart here to receive these people. You know, like I told you guys, over in South Africa, the race war has already started. It's starting small, y'all. It's starting in a place where it seems that those people, those Dutch and Portuguese and all those people who are over there who are part of God's land and who are over in the land of Africa, the continent of Africa, it seems as if they act like they don't know how to go back home. They act like it was okay to come into their country and part God's land and give to their children for a 300-year time period, time span. Well, that time is up, because this was a 400-year curse. So that 300 years was wrapped up in that 400 years. Y'all, 100 years late in leaving. This was a 400-year curse. Your assignment was for 300 years. So it's time to leave, but you don't want to leave. You want to keep something that is not yours. Well, that mindset is coming to an end. That's not to be tolerated anymore because we're not moving like that anymore. A shift has happened, a spiritual shift. Everywhere Esau and Caucasians have gone, Yafet has gone. They have ruled with a sword. That is what they were called to do, to rule with a sword. So in saying that, the world is going through. And getting back to this national debt, I told you that Trump has increased the trade deficit with China. It is predicted that America will be in a recession by 2020. Y'all see how this thing is lining up? Do you see how this is lining up? Be that watchman on the wall. We are dealing with what they call voodoo economics, y'all. It looks good on paper, but it holds a trick for you when it comes to reality. So it's gonna give you what you don't want. So y'all keep on believing in this system. Y'all keep on believing that Donald Trump is a master at what he does. Yeah, he is a master at what he does. And it's lying to people and tricking people. Look at his record. A tiger don't change their stripes. Come on. It was against him back in 89 when he and his father discriminated against black people. When they wouldn't let black people live in their properties. Come on. Look at the history of a person to know who that person is. That's how you determine who a person is, what they are about. That's the only thing we have is a person's fruit. Their fruit are their actions, what they do, not what they say. Anybody can say anything out of their mouth, but it's what they do that proves everything. It shows you who they are. And you know our jobs went overseas to save money on materials and operational costs. It costs too much to do a business here in America. They had to pay American wages, not third world wages. Then they want to bring these jobs back below the cost of living wage. Come on. Who gonna do that? You got to work 2 and 3 jobs to make one decent livable wage job. It's no wonder our families are in the situations that they are in. It's no wonder our children are just all over the darn place. And you know, they're under peer pressure. The blind leading the blind. Everybody out doing what they want to do. Do what feel good. Ain't that what they tell y'all? Do what feel good. What make you feel good. Yeah, doing what make you feel good ain't necessarily good for you. All things are good. I mean, all you are able to do, but it don't mean it's expedient for you to do it. So you have to use wisdom with the things that you decide to do. Come on. Now jobs, like I said, went overseas. And now they're forced. Now more jobs are forced to move overseas because of the trade wars that are in play. Donald Trump, smart. He said he's so smart. He said he's a genius, y'all. He's such a genius. This thing finna backfire on him and slap him right in his face. Come on, y'all. Be the watchman on the wall. Malls and brand name stores are closing. And then the president wants to blame Jeff Bezos of Amazon because of online retail taking the place of brick and mortar buildings. That ain't the only reason, y'all. When the NAFTA trade came into play, what they thought? This thing snowballed. It started then, and it done snowballed all the way down until now. What they thought? They weren't gonna feel the effects of NAFTA trade? You sent all the jobs out the country, y'all. They sent all of our jobs to Mexico, Canada, and China. So how were we to compete? Then they say we became a service nation. Service in what? Paper? That don't bear no weight? What y'all got to back up this paper? What's to back up the paper? You got some gold? Oh, y'all got some gold in Fort Knox, but even that gold ain't even enough for all the money y'all print. Inflation gonna find y'all because you can't keep doing the same old thing, thinking you're going to get a different result. That ain't the way this goes. This thing was built on sand in the first place. I keep telling y'all this was an illusion. This is an illusion. The illusion being there were black kingdoms to begin with. The black kingdoms failed. But as a part of Satan getting his time to rule in the earth so that he can take people that have a heart for him, They have a heart for wickedness. You know, this thing is about wickedness and it's about goodness. We can't experience the goodness, but we know good people exist in the earth. We see good people when they come together to help one another after a disaster, or when they come and they give monies to help someone and they do it where the person never even knew. They do it anonymously, you know, where no one ever knew that these people, you know, came and helped. You know, you have angels out there that do help, that are good people. But you got a whole lot of wicked out here. We see it every day. Look at this wicked generation we living in. How even at the top, y'all, at the top, you have spiritual wickedness in high places, in these top jobs, in these top positions, you know, that the president holds, and you know, positions like that, you know, people in charge, people that are able to make, you know, decisions over our lives. You know, these type of positions, you have pedophiles in these positions. Look at the Catholic Church. They rule in pedophile. Because when they took, they are wrong. That's Esau. I told you Esau became one. We're wrong. Esau is our progenitor's twin, y'all. This is about him wanting to rule forever. The right to rule was snatched out of his hand by his brother Jacob. We Jacob, y'all. We snatched the right to rule out of Esau's hands. Those are the Caucasians. Yafet. That's his seed. Genesis 10 and 9. Genesis 27. Read that chapter so you can know what this is all about. So you can know this is Esau, y'all, doing this to us. Trying to get back the birthright and the right to rule and all of the wealth of the world. But you got to remember, when we fail, we left a vacancy in the land. All of our stuff laid exposed is ours. And we getting it back. Like I told you, this is spiritual. It's all spiritual. We're spiritual beings inhabiting a natural body, having a natural experience in this earth realm. Come on, y'all. We're under spiritual laws here. We had to be punished. This was a spiritual law we fell into. The spiritual law of Deuteronomy 28, that curse. Come on, y'all. That thing is ending. We're running into it. Don't you see how Daddy is accelerating the time? Oh my God. Months feel like weeks. Weeks feel like days. Come on, y'all. We are living in a time of a spiritual awakening. We're at the end of a wicked generation. We're at the end of a wicked generation. It is all evident that this is a wicked generation and that this generation is crashing. We have to be the watchman on the wall, y'all. You know, let me mention something about these votes. They have been stolen in North Carolina's election. Now they want to do a whole new election, y'all. A whole new vote. They're claiming voter fraud. Come on, this is their mess. They're responsible for all of this. They are the leaders in this day and age. We ain't got nothing to do with none of this. We under a spiritual curse, y'all. They are the rulers. They are the ones leading. They are letting you know. This is Satan's kingdom. North Carolina, that's Satan's stronghold. Mississippi, Florida, Georgia, that is Satan's stronghold. He needs those strongholds to advance what he's about to do to us in this day and age. Y'all, understand that. Understand where we are. Understand what is happening. But if you are a saint, and yes, you are a saint, being a child of God, but being a saint, being a descendant, being a African of the diaspora, you're a saint. But in being a saint, you got to know that word. You got to know that word. And just because we all saints don't mean you going to make it into the kingdom of heaven. Want to know why? Because, first of all, we all belong to Daddy God. We are children of, we are the descendants of the children of Israel. So by you being a descendant, that make you a saint. But understand this, you got to choose God. He already chose you. It's up to you. He said, choose you this day. So if you didn't choose, and if Jesus ain't your Lord and Savior, you need to go and get that thing straight. And if you don't believe, that's on you. That's between you and Daddy God. I bow my way up out of that. But I'm going to teach you what Daddy God told me to tell you. Because it's your choice at the end of the day. It's your choice. But you better know what's happening in this world. You need to be that watchman on the wall. So you can see. And I say Selah too. Selah. Yes and amen. Okay. So. But like I said, all of this is evident that this wicked generation is crashing. And it is the end of a corrupt system, because this is Satan's kingdom and it's under our feet, y'all. Remember that. And stomp on the floor when I say that. When you say that, it's under our feet, y'all. Yes and amen. That's Satan. That's his place up under your feet, because you have the sword in your mouth. You have the way. You have what it takes to keep him subdued. He don't have no power over you. Only the power you give him. You can take that power back today and know Satan is under your feet in Jesus' name. Okay, so now it's time to experience the newness of things. A new system of righteousness is what we going into. And we that kingdom, the next kingdom to rise, the next kingdom of the kingdom of righteousness. Just like Isaiah 66 and 8 says. And we got to go through something, y'all. Coming up out of this. You know, ain't nothing easy coming out. We ain't just going to slide up out the door just like that. Still got to fight. Got to fight our way up out of this. Because you think that they just going to give us back what truly belongs to us? You going to have those, like Isaiah 60 and 5 says, that they will come and bring our wealth and lay it at our feet. But you better know, you're going to have to fight. And you better have that weapon in your mouth, that word of God, because that's your sword. Oh, that's your sword in this day and age. Oh, yes. The word of God, our sword. Mm-hmm. And put a little praise with it, too. Yeah, sing about it. Dance, shout, move. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Give God back his word with some praise on it. Mm-hmm. Watch him move that thing about your way. He said, one will put 1,000 to flight. Two will put 10,000 to flight. And yes, Roger, you right. Birth is painful. And we got to go through it. Yes and amen. But Daddy God says, when our labor pain starts, when we are birthed into that nation, our labor pain starts just like a woman's labor pain starts. He said, we coming up out that womb. We going to be birthed in a moment's notice. Ain't going to be no doggone laboring for 20 hours, 10 hours, 24 hours. You know how a woman go through labor? And if you men don't understand, better ask your wife or you better ask your mama. Because she had to have you. So ask your mom. Yeah, labor is painful. And we coming out in a moment's notice, y'all. So I want to give you all some words of encouragement. Let's see what these prophets in the world is saying, what they predicting about the future of the world. I'm going to read some prophecies to you all that I pulled off Elijah list. And if y'all want to read some prophecies of what people are saying, what God has, you know, God says that he's going to put his spirit in our sons and daughters, and our old men will dream dreams, and our young maidens will prophesy. Come on, it's a time of prophesying. It's a time of seeing. I told you God has raised me up to be a seer. So it's that time, y'all. So let's see what these seers and these prophetic people are saying. Here's one that says the domino effect. Go to Elijah list. You can Google it. That's Elijah list. God is lining up everything before you. This is from a guy called JoJo Dawson. His name is JoJo Dawson. And he's from Texarkana, Texas. He says, recently in a time of corporate prayer, I heard the Lord say, domino effect. When the Lord said this, I knew that what he was saying was this. God is lining everything up in order for many people to receive breakthrough in the areas they have been contending and praying for. Once God gets all these things into alignment, a domino effect will happen where everything God has lined up for you will fall into place one after another. The domino effect that is coming for many people will be like a chain reaction in the spirit. One event or breakthrough will set off a chain or domino effect of many other things breaking through and falling into place for the people of God. Bringing all the places into alignment. Have you ever been in a chiropractor to get an adjustment? When a chiropractor makes one adjustment to your spine or neck, it causes the other places to come into alignment. Your alignment with the word of God and the prophetic words spoken over your life will cause things in your life to come into alignment so that you can experience the domino effect. There has been times when I would sit down with my traveling schedule and pray about where God would have me to go minister. I remember during a particular season, I only had a handful of ministry dates booked, and I prayed that God would send me wherever else he wanted me to go. Just a few days later, I received a bunch of different invitations to come and minister one after another, like a domino effect. See how this thing worked, y'all? In Acts 2, when the Holy Spirit came like a mighty rushing wind into the upper room, it was like a domino effect where every person was filled with the Spirit of God. I've also experienced a domino effect financially, where one seed caused a domino effect of harvest and blessings. I've also sown into other ministries and ministers all at once, like a domino effect. I've experienced a domino effect in the area of healing. Whatever you are in need of and are believing for, there is a domino effect coming to you, my friends. Receive that word, y'all. Receive it. I receive it in Jesus' name. Some of you are waiting for your breakthrough. Some of you are waiting for your finances to turn around. Some of you are waiting for prodigal family members and people you know to come back to God and the house of God. Many of you are waiting for different things to start happening, but be encouraged, my friends. There is a domino effect coming into your life. Waiting for a release. Some of you are waiting to be released. You may be waiting to be released to entrepreneur, to be an entrepreneur in a new business. You may be waiting to be released into ministry. Whatever it is you're waiting for to be released into, Don't be discouraged. You are about to enter into a season where you will be released, and it will be like a domino effect. Receive that word, y'all. Catch it. I remember when the Lord told me, I'm about to be released. I'm about to release you into your region. Then he began to release me to be a voice in my region. I remember when the Lord spoke to me again and said, I'm about to release you into a greater region. Then he began to send me out into the greater region to bring reformation and the message of the kingdom of God. I remember when the Lord spoke to me again and said, I'm about to release you into the nation. And then he began to send me to different places all over America to minister. In every season of waiting to be released, I was like a lion in a cage. But when I was released, it was like a domino effect. And I was released into different spheres of influence, one after another. Don't grow weary in seeking the Lord or in waiting. There is a domino effect that is about to be released in your life. As soon as the Lord aligns everything perfectly, you will experience breakthrough, increase, and release one after another. Just like a domino effect. Did you receive that word from JoJo Dawson Ministries? And you can email him at jojodawson@hotmail.com. So I'm giving you that to say that mirrors my life. Look at how God has been working with me. So I must agree with this word that God is lining up everything before you. He allowed me to graduate college this year. He allowed me to be released from my job. Though it was through disability retirement, he blessed me with finances. So I can say this very same thing, this domino effect is happening in my life. This is evident in my life. So I agree with this word. This word is true. In Jesus' name, because it is happening in my life. So let's go to the next word. It says, it is your season to emerge. This is by Andrew Toe of Chattanooga, Tennessee. It says, the Lord spoke to me that we are entering a season of emerging. The word emerge is defined as to come forth into view or notice, as from concealment or obscurity. Who that sound like, y'all? Who has been concealed or obscured? Who has been going through obscurity? Okay. Sound like us, y'all. It says, God is raising up unexpected people, voices, businesses, churches, and ministries from seemingly out of nowhere. Many have been hidden away by God. We hidden in plain sight, y'all. Plain sight. Like Psalms 83 says. Perhaps what you thought was rejection was simply God's protection over your life. Those of you who have felt forgotten or overlooked, God says, I have not forgotten you. Hidden away in the ark. When Moses wrote, and God remembered Noah, Genesis 8 and 1. He was not implying that God forgot about Noah in the ark, but instead he was declaring that God was moving toward Noah through his covenant promises. Right now, God is moving toward you through his covenant promises. We have a covenant promise, y'all. Isaiah 66 and 8. Woo! Our covenant promises. Yes. Remember that Noah had been shut up in the ark by God. I can only imagine what Noah felt like in that place of confinement, being exposed to the pungent aromas of the animals and the constant motion of the boat. It was not an easy journey for him. No doubt, there were times the ark felt somewhat like a prison. Has God ever shut you in? Ooh. Hey, y'all, I gotta deviate for a minute and bring up the waters of adversity. The slave ships, being in the bellies of the slave ships. Don't this sound like that? Shut up like a prison? Like Noah had to smell the stink of the animals. Look at how God had us, our ancestors, in those boats, the bellies of slave ships. How our ancestors had to go through the pungent odor of being chained up, one on top of another the way that they were. To go through that trip makes perfect sense. This lines up. Let me keep reading, but I had to insert that in here. This sounds like that to me. We've been in that place and still going through, not like that, but we're going through. No doubt there were times in the ark felt somewhat like a prison. Yeah, it did feel like a prison then, and it's been a prison for us all this time because we're in captivity. Has God ever shut you in that place of confinement? Have you cried out? How much longer, God? How much longer being black, walking in America, in the shadow of death, in the land of the shadow of death? Come on, Lord. How much longer being black in America? Put our hands up. How much longer? Let me get back to what he's saying, though. Okay, so he says, how much longer? Okay, then you know how Noah must have felt. There came a day, though, when God said, Noah, it is your time to emerge. Hey, y'all, it's coming to that time. Woo! Jubilee 2019 is our time to emerge. Woo! Yes! It is time. It is your time to come forth from being hidden away. We hidden away, man. We the children. Noah sailed on the waters that killed everyone else, and you too will emerge from the carnage that surrounds you. Y'all see this thing? Y'all see this? Propelling into your destiny. Every plot, plan, and scheme of the enemy is now propelling you into your destiny. For example, take Joseph. His brother sold him into slavery to stop his prophetic vision, prophetic dreams from coming to pass. Just like him, the enemy has tried to stop your prophetic promises from coming forth. And as God positioned Joseph, he too has positioned you to emerge. Woo-hoo! We come forth. We come forth. We come forth as the kingdom of righteousness, a new nation being birthed into the earth. That's us, y'all. Get ready, for you will see God's hand sweep down and raise you up to a place of great prominence in the land of your affliction. Who that sound like, y'all? Who that sounds like? Know this. Joseph had to be betrayed by his brothers to get him to the place where God could launch him, even the place of positioning into surreal greatness. What the brothers meant for Joseph's evil, God used as his mode of transportation. Same here, y'all. Same here for us. This is our mode of transportation to get to that place God has taken us. Yes, we had to go through. Yes, we still going through. Yes, we had to experience. Just like God says in his word, that Satan is wearing out the saints. Oh my God, we being worn out, y'all. Being killed without a reason, without a cause. And then these people get off. They get off. They get off without really any real repercussion. Come on now, y'all. Help, Daddy God. Come on and see about us. Come on and see about us, Daddy God. Get ready, for you will see God's hand sweep down and raise you up out of that place. A great prominence in the land of your affliction. And you are hearing what God is saying to you. Are you hearing again? Are you hearing what God, Joseph was suddenly presented. Joseph was suddenly presented with an opportunity to function in his anointing and interpret Pharaoh's dream. I hear God saying, divine opportunities are coming in this season to you. To you. You and you and you and you and you. All of you. All of us, y'all. Us. You. You are coming out of concealment and emerging into promotion. Breaking the spirit of weariness and recovering the promise. I was in prayer one night when the Lord said to me, break the spirit of weariness off my people. He has turned me, he had me turn to Galatians 6 and 9. And let us not be weary in well doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. And let us not be weary in well doing. Yes, for we shall reap in due season if we faint not. The temptation to faint or lose heart comes right before the time of reaping. The enemy wants you to forfeit now because you are entering the threshold of your harvest season. Didn't I tell y'all that we coming into a time of a magic season? Oh, there's something. Ooh, it's just something spectacular is about to happen for us, y'all. It's got everything to do with this melanin in our skin and that third eye, y'all. That God key, it's got everything to do with it. Better know it. So it says, another example recorded in the Bible of when God called one to emerge was when David returned to Ziklag and discovered the city had been burned to the ground. 1 Samuel 30, y'all. All of the men's wives and children had been taken captive. David's men were so grieved that they were speaking of stoning him. Things weren't looking good, y'all, for David at that point. Everything seemed opposite of what God had promised David. The temptation to faint and to give up plagued him. But in the midst of his hard place, David sought the Lord. That's what you got to do in these hard times. You got to seek Daddy God, y'all. The Bible said that he encouraged himself in the Lord. I can almost hear David now reminding himself of his history with God. How God anointed him to kill a lion, a bear, and the greatest of all, the fearsome giant Goliath. You too have history with God. Encourage yourself. I command the spirit of weariness to break off of you right now. I command a thing to break up off of you right now. Do you feel the hand of God strengthening you as he did to David? So is he doing to you right now. He doing it, y'all. He's strengthening you. God gave David the promise that he would recover all. He too is giving you the same promise. You will emerge. And that is what God has sent me to do. To pursue, overtake, and recover all. So now we go into reaping the spoils of the enemy. Not only did David recover all that was stolen, but he also was given the spoils of the enemy. You, like David, are going to reap the spoils of the enemy. Do you hear me? Israel, Jacob, your name is Israel. Wake up, Jacob. Do you hear me? God gonna even give us the spoils of our enemies. Y'all better know what we got coming. You, like David, are going to reap the spoils of the enemy. You are emerging from a low place, and God is bringing you to a high place. Royalty. Y'all are royalty. Royalty. Better know who you are. Royalty. You are emerging from a low place, and God is bringing you to a high place. For it was right after David's Ziklag experience that Saul died. God removes the enemy up out of your way. And David was anointed king over Judah. 1 Samuel 31. Read about it, y'all. Read about it. What if David had let weariness stop him at Ziklag? You are at your season of emerging. Shake the weariness. Woo! Shake it up off of you, y'all. For your very next step is your defining moment. Don't quit. Don't quit. Refuse to forfeit your promises. Having done all to stand, stand therefore. Keep believing. It is your season to emerge. That's Andrew Toya, Chattanooga. You can email him at andrew.to@theramp.org. Now, we also have another word. I'm going to read this one to you. And it is about, the Lord says it's time. Come out of hiding. Wow. This is by Michelle Paisley of Enumclaw, Washington. Come out of the baggage that holds you back. 1 Samuel 10 and 22. Therefore, they inquired further of the Lord. Has the man come here yet? So the Lord said, behold, he is hiding himself among the baggage. There are those who have been chosen by God and have not yet stepped out of hiding. Shame, fear, and rejection have held you back. You struggle to walk in your true identity as sons and daughters. You've questioned and doubted that God would have such great plans for you. You wondered if you have what it takes. You've entertained thoughts such as, it's safe here. If I don't step out, I won't risk failure. No one will see my weaknesses or my flaws if I stay in hiding. I can't get hurt if I hide. That's what some people are saying. But hey, y'all, look at me as an example. Use me as an example. I stepped out. And I know y'all see my flaws, because I be coming out here sometimes, unprepared. Sometimes I just don't know. So it shows as a weakness, because that's something that I have to shore up and make it a strong point in my life. But I'm willing to teach you all what God has put in my heart to tell you. So don't be afraid to step out. If God has called you, this message is very uncomfortable. When I have to talk around Caucasians, this is very uncomfortable. So please, step out. God wants you to step out. He wants to use you. So be that person that God can use. Do not sell out on these lies. Come out from the baggage that holds you back, that keeps you from moving forward. Come out of the mindset that keeps you paralyzed, unable to move. Let go of the former things, past failures, past rejections. God is doing a new thing. He is calling you out from among the baggage and leading you into a place of kingship. This place of kingship is where you've always belonged. Y'all hear that? Royalty. He is healing all of the fragmented pieces of the past. There are those who have stepped out by faith and were knocked down and knocked out. The Lord says, it's time to arise from the ashes. It's time to soar. It's time to be seen. Some have been kept in a place of hiding for a time of preparation and healing. while others have hidden themselves out of fear of being knocked down and knocked out again. A peace that creates courage. God is calling you out of hiding. He is saying it's time. He is calling you to live a life of complete surrender. A surrender that has no longer cares of what other things or say. You're a lot stronger now. You pass tests, remain humble, and have allowed God to search and heal your heart. As you take steps to move out of hiding, you will experience the reality of the peace and surpass all understanding, which is Philippians 4 and 7. This peace creates courage, a courage to face your enemies head on without fear of failure and with the ability to walk in absolute faith in the victorious outcome, no matter what comes your way. God is silencing the voices of the accuser. He is causing even your enemies to be at peace with you. Proverbs 16 and 7 says, when a man's ways are pleasing to the Lord, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him. Come on now. So I'm going to have to like really shut down this word. But I want you all to know, you can go and get a word for our situation. And to know that God's word is true. He's giving his people in the earth the message for where we are headed as a people. For where his people are headed. And the church wants you to really focus that this is for them. Oh, no, 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 y'all. No, 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 no. The church will inherit. But let me tell you something. The church will have to go through. Those evangelicals sit up here saying replacement theory, they've already messed up. How can you replace God's children who were sent into the earth, who were exiled into the earth? How can you replace them when God is working with them? He punished them for 400 years. So how, you evangelical, with your rich self? Some of y'all ain't rich, but a whole lot of y'all are in position. Y'all in a lot of high places. Yeah, and you know, you all are the ones that want to keep these horrific statues in place in the South. Like I told you all, North Carolina, Mississippi, Florida, Georgia, all them places. Those are Satan's kingdom. That's their stronghold. So come on, y'all. These evangelicals, that's them. These are their places. You know, on Sunday, between the hours of 11 and 2 o'clock, you already know that's the most segregated time in America and in different places in this world. They don't want you in their churches. Those dry sepulchers, they're dead. Dead sepulchers. They're like graves. They don't want you in those churches. So it's the most segregated time. But they say a replacement theory. They say they replace us. How you replace us? No, you can't replace God's children. So just know this, that we are rising into a nation, as Isaiah 66 and 8 says, Revelation 12 says, we're going into the Hebrew year 5779 in the springtime, Passover. That is the year that it starts for us, our freedom. Spiritual chains break off our hands. Spiritual chains break off our feet. That yoke is destroyed off our neck. We's free, y'all. Jubilee 2019. Yes, let's go, let's go, let's go. Cause our time is up. It is at hand. And I want to invite you all out to Cafe Sarah. I'm having a book signing there on 71st and Exchange. So Google Cafe Sarah. I'm going to put that information out as well on December 22nd. I'm having that book signing. So I would like for you all to come out and support me. And that's going to be between the hours of 1 and 3. Cafe Sarah's December 22nd from 1 and 3. And that's at 71st and Exchange. So I look forward to seeing you guys there. And love, peace, and blessings. And until I see you all the next time, blessings. And hi, everybody. I'm done with this week's video. If you have questions, please let me know. Thank you. And blessings.
Can see with your host, Empress Sharon Eames.
And blessings, everyone. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in.